Hello, After Buzzers. It's another Monday night with our panel for The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. We got episodes 5 and 6. Kimmy steps on a crack, and Kimmy is a feminist. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Both episodes got a little sexy, so I thought, you know, a little Rihanna, a little DJ Khaled, a little Bryson Tiller. Everybody's talking about the song Wild Thoughts. Mm-hmm. Welcome, everybody. It's another Monday night with your favorite panel, our lovely ladies from The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. My name is Sahai, and you can find me on social media at Say Hi Sahai. That's SayHitsahai on Instagram, Twitter, occasionally Snapchat.
Hey, guys. My name is Candace Cruz, and you can find me on all of my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
Hey guys, I'm Kaylee Rose, and you can find me all over social media at Kaylee Rose and my animated series, Between Busts. Check it out.
Oh, I don't have anything.
Not these.
You can find me on my animated season, Boobs in California. No, I'm just kidding. Hi, everybody. I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
Lovely. So,
Boobs
welcome.
In California.
I know.
That was great.
Why not? I wasn't here for that.
It was so good.
You were missed.
In California. My boobs are in California.
They're the greatest boobs around.
They were.
They
so
are.
I hear. They are.
Ladies, did everybody have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Super, super nice.
My boobs
were
out in California. Not really. Right?
I mean, it is getting hot out lately.
Too hot.
It's actually getting hot in LA, surprisingly. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Well, we're kicking off episodes 5 and 6 this week. Kimmy steps on a crack. So we start with Kimmy literally stepping on a crack and something bad happening to her.
Yes.
She gets abducted kind of by the FBI. Now, when Kimmy saw that van, she had like an out-of-body experience and started the karate, okay? What did you guys think when she was like beating up the officers?
Her ending up with the guns, holding them at the gun. I was dying.
I was impressed. Both of these episodes had her being very combative and like aggressive. I don't want to flash forward to the next one, but she knows some moves
coming into her own.
Yeah,
but what was the agent's last name though?
Her mother.
Your mother.
Your mother.
Your mother.
Your mother. Yeah, broke your mother's back.
I broke your mother's back.
Excuse me, agent. Your mother.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That was funny. That was really funny. Yeah.
So then we see her reuniting with her old pal, Gretchen.
Oh, God.
Who, okay, now, do you think it's Kimmy's fault that Gretchen has come into this new line of work as being a cult leader? Because she did recommend it to her. She did suggest it.
I mean, you have to be careful with women in a bunker. I feel like they take everything so literally.
Very.
So you have to kind of watch what you say. And I think she figured it out closer to the end, though. She said something deliberately to get her to do.
Well, and to that point, too, I mean, look at Kimmy. She takes everything super literally.
Mm-hmm. Very much
so. You know what I mean?
But then Gretchen was like, okay, well, my next cult is going to be all women, and it's going to be so quiet. So I wonder if now we're going to see her with a cult of all women.
You know? I mean, well, God she forbid. Kind of ended up that way towards the end.
Orange is the New Black, we're coming for you.
That was an awesome cross-show mix.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I really would love, like, a Netflix show mashup. So,
wouldn't
Kimmy
that be awesome?
Schmidt, yes. Orange is the New Black, and then, like, who else do I watch? I watch House of Cards.
Oh, yeah.
With a little bit. What would I add to House of Cards? Not Full House. That's weird.
Can you imagine?
Full House.
Cut it out, Mr. President.
You cut it out.
I think that would actually be awesome.
Actually, now that you say
that.
You
gotta
mix
it up. Let's
think of that into that.
Guys, let us know in our live chat or, you know, in the comments, what two Netflix show would you, like, mix together to make, like, an awesome, what do they call it?
A mashup.
A mashup.
Yeah.
Yes. I loved it.
Netflix mashup.
I got so excited because I'm in the midst of, like, trying to watch Orange is the New Black with all the other shows I'm watching. So when it came over, I was like, yes.
I love
two for one.
Wait, was that an actual Justin Bieber sighting?
Weird.
Was there actually Justin Bieber in there? Was it just made it look scarily like Justin Bieber?
It probably looked a lot like.
Well, they made the comment with Ruby Rose in season 2. Sorry to switch over shows, but she was like, "Okay, Justin Bieber," and so I think that's why they played on it a little bit.
She's way prettier than Justin Bieber. I don't.
When she came in and she was like, "Hey, great Bieber cut." And Julie turns
Oh, that
around.
Was not, no, that okay. That was a woman just with a short haircut.
Okay. I it know. Looked a lot like Justin Bieber. I was like, what?
She did, but I know my J. Biebs, and that was not him.
Okay.
Can you imagine if he did just make like a cameo that was just so tiny? You know?
Yeah, right?
A good note.
Just a slow pan.
Yeah. But I love how Gretchen ended up there because it is the perfect climax of her storyline. Hopefully we'll see her again, but
and my
okay,
favorite,
she wants a cult of women.
Her reaction, I am loving this.
She finally was happy. She finally found her happiness in jail amongst a bunch of other women. And Miss Black Cindy made a cameo, and I was happy to see her.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah.
She is great. So good. Shout out to them.
Yes, they did a great job. So Kimmy ends up in this situation with Gretchen while she's supposed to be helping our friend Titus because he's sick with the scurvy. Now, like what? Who gets scurvy and how?
Well, he was on a ship.
Right.
And that's like an old-timey sailor's thing that only Titus could get.
Yeah. Of course.
He did. Oh, we did hear a little bit more of a tidbit on how he got kicked off the boat, though. Mm-hmm. He was like, I'm getting punished for eating. So I didn't eat anyone. I know. Didn't eat anyone. So he ate someone.
Something went down on that boat.
Because we do know that Titus has strange eating habits, but has he become a cannibal? Like, was it that bad on the ship?
Maybe.
Maybe he was that. He ate his paycheck, and that was all that was left.
Maybe. Well, you also have to take into account, too, the fact that he is back early. So did he jump ship? Was there a life raft situation where he became a cannibal? Like, who knows?
That's a good point. He could have, like, eaten, like, live animals like fish.
Oh, sure.
Fish?
Like, they do. Okay. The show has like an odd thing against dolphins. So maybe.
Oh, no.
It was a dolphin. And it's a dolphin is like kind of a sacred animal.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that prediction.
Okay.
Because they always mention how dolphins are like these terrible creatures. Have you noticed that?
That's
like
no.
a running theme throughout the show.
I know, right? I know. They're so bad.
I haven't the dolphin
it.
Thing.
No. You'll see it. It pops up. They have like an odd hatred for dolphins and biscotti.
And biscotti. I mean,
yeah. They always mention, like, oh, biscotti is disgusting.
Who hates biscotti?
It's like a running theme
in the Tina Fey writing. I love it.
Biscotti is and quite delightful.
I love biscotti.
Our other major theme in this episode was Miss Jacqueline, who is my fave, is tempted by her own brother-in-law.
Oh.
My favorite part when the dad and Duke came in and she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. You caught me mid-laugh. I've totally done things like along those lines in my dating life.
Absolutely.
Like, excuse me. I was just having a great time on a Saturday night where I'm like home reading a book.
Right.
You know? So it's like, I would do that. That was a good move.
Yep.
Jacqueline,
go girl.
She's a special breed. Now, when she had to breathe into her father-in-law's mouth, it was like, I want to steal your youth. And she did it. Oh, I was disgusted.
No. Like a dementor. No.
Can you imagine filming that?
Oh.
Like how many times they had to do that?
I would have died laughing.
I would hope they pop gum.
I would hope so. Something. I don't know. They needed something to make it minty fresh. But I don't know. That's what I kept thinking about. I was like, how many times did they have to do that?
Yeah. It reminded me of Harry Potter. You guys Harry Potter fans?
Oh,
the dementors suck the life out of someone. I thought he was going to do that and she was just going to die.
Wasn't there a Stephen King movie back in the day with some cats? Am I making things up? The cats that took... Oh, no. They say that like cats take the life out of babies. Am I making things up? Okay.
That's terrible.
It's
a long week, guys. I know there was something with cats.
It's possible.
Sealing the breath of the babies. I don't know.
Oh, no. You
stick with me.
We'll Google it.
Yeah. That and scurvy. Google cats.
That and scurvy.
We already Googled scurvy.
Say it again. What
cat's
is
eye. Oh, Stephen King's
it's
cat.
Thing.
Thank you very much.
It's a thing.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You're here
I don't know if
me.
They can hear him, but
I appreciate it.
We can.
So, now this Gretchen abducting these, speaking of Biebers, basically little Biebers who were doing gross things.
Gross is an understatement. I don't know any teenage boy that's doing this, but... them coming out at the end saying,
do you know a lot of teenage boys?
Not in my, like, right now, but back when I was younger, I don't know very many teenage boys that would ever, like, glue body parts together.
At the same time, they may not glue them together, but isn't, amongst guys, don't they, like, whip it out and show it to each other?
I don't know.
I think
I don't ask those things.
I think that's in our fantasies. No.
I think
nightmares.
I
part of like their exploration and they're like comparing. No? Am I making things up?
That's like them thinking we have pillow fights when we hang out. Oh,
yeah. They braid each other's hair and like.
But they know somehow. They know the difference in sizes. This so you do wonder, how do you
well,
know?
Yeah, but there's a locker room situation.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Locker room. Like, yeah.
So maybe. They glance quickly.
And also a urinal situation.
Mm. True. Okay. Right? There's some peeking.
Looking we take it a little more privately. They're just like, yeah, let's go for it.
I don't know. These kids today, they're exploring a lot. And I think there's a lot of sword fighting going on.
I mean, he did want to buy a sword, though, for $200.
Right. We're eating. I forgot about that. That's hilarious.
He's like, can I have $200 for a sword?
For a
like,
sword.
No. Go back.
They were eating poor Gretchen out of house and home.
I know.
She just kept doing that peanut butter over and
over. Well, she must have had 27 boys in there. I mean, she had quite the collection.
How did she lure them there, though? What teenage boys is that. Going to lure themselves to go to follow in this cult?
Free video
game. I feel like that's this has got to be like maybe like a team, like a lacrosse team or something. She like happened to just hijack the bus.
Okay. Yes.
Right?
Like, I just love how it ran amok and she couldn't handle it and she ended up becoming their mother and her whole plan went to
went
hell,
out the
you
door,
know?
Yeah.
With an infiltrate in the closet.
I know. But my favorite part also was like she was saying how they compared her to Solange Knowles.
Yes.
She was side
like
by
who
side.
Wore
with,
best.
Yes, with yeah. Solange Knowles. Oh, that was my Beyonce reference.
There you go. Yeah. Speaking of
to Solange Knowles.
Yes. Every show, like even on Orange is the New Black, they reference Beyonce in some way. I feel like every show I watch references Beyonce somehow. Like, that's how you know you are, like,
status.
It.
Right?
Yeah.
It.
They just write you in there just so to add to their cool factor.
Yep.
And congratulations to Miss Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
Yay!
Yay!
Twins!
Babies!
Babies!
Yes.
Do we have names yet?
No.
But it's a girl and a boy, right? Don't let them marry any cats.
She got one of each?
Yeah, I think
Did
so.
Did she?
I mean, think so.
Just correct don't let me them if I'm marry wrong. Any cats.
That's the dream.
I repeated my joke.
What'd you say?
No, I said just don't let them near any cats.
Oh, gosh.
Three times.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's kind of the dream, though, right? Like, get two for one?
Yep.
But, yeah. Like, what two for one pregnancy?
What doesn't Beyonce get that we
she
all
gets,
want?
She gets everything. And then she gets one of each?
I wouldn't want two in one. It's just too much at once, you know? Yeah. I had friends who had twins, and you entered their house, and it was like they hadn't seen humans in weeks. Yeah, adults in weeks. You know, it was like entering a cave.
Because
they
it.
Had twins. It was too much.
Oh, I want twins.
Too much baby.
Oh, yeah.
I live with twins.
I wish you well.
I
do
love
you?
It.
I was a twin. Oh. So it's like all those little tidbit facts.
I love
identical.
It.
We don't know, but my mom like sprung the news on me when I was younger, and then I found out. So it's I love twins. So congratulations to the Beehive for all the twins.
Yes, and they're Geminis like myself.
See,
so.
Geminis and twins. See, you couldn't Look get any better.
She basically right? had four babies.
Twins.
Literally.
Yeah.
Twins. Done.
Did. She yep. did. Of course, she did.
She would.
Exactly. She would. Way to go, Beyonce. We're all so happy for you.
Yeah. I know. I know. Our joy is going to take us to Titus and Lillian in the grocery store.
Oh. Love that duo. That duo is just like one liner after another.
Yep.
So
and
good.
Sick Titus. I mean, every week he just steals the show. But Sick Titus licking his wound and he said it tasted like jelly.
I love when she was Googling his symptoms and he like started lying about who he was as a human being. He's right. like, everybody lies on lying. They're your symptoms.
Right. Like, yeah, I mean, you know, anything to get to stay alive. But this whole scurvy situation was really weird. And then the fact that they couldn't find healthy produce in their neighborhood. And
right.
we see Lillian's boo again. What's his name? Artie.
Artie? There's some steamy going on there.
I love them together.
Did you see the part when he remembered, he was like, I know it's you because I remember the way you smell. I was like, yeah, Artie, that's sexy.
Uh-huh. And it wasn't, it was very like sly and debonair. Mm-hmm. It was very like,
he's a looker.
Yeah, I like
him.
He's a feeler. He's a smeller. I don't know.
I just love Titus being sick because it reminds me of when I was young and I was sick and I just wanted to like curl up.
I love
and,
it.
Like had the thing over there.
I love it.
Have you guys, I mean, you're married, you're engaged, you have a boo that you're working on, I feel. Me, I have Netflix shows. But when, I mean, is it
I'm
like...
I'm sure you've got some boos lined up.
I mean, there may be
look
a
at
few
you.
Stragglers.
Scrolling through the phone.
I love it.
Nothing
nothing serious, but I'm working on it. But have you guys taken care of a guy? Like, is Titus, does he represent what a sick guy is? Because I haven't taken care of one in a
I've never Lord. Taken care of a sick guy either.
Neither have I.
I'm going to take this one for the panel.
Please do.
School us.
Please.
School us.
No, so here's the thing. My husband is wonderful and adorable, and I think he's just everything in life. Except a good sick person. He is so pathetic. I got the flu a couple years ago and, you know, was still getting up and going to work and kind of just like, just powering through it or whatever.
Like
and
a woman will.
Like you do because things can't stop and life's got to go on or whatever. He comes down with the same thing a couple days later, crawls in bed. Pulls the covers over his head and I come in and I was like, how are you feeling? What's going on? And he was like, oh man, I have this symptom and that symptom. I was like, yeah, babe, I think you got what I had. And he goes, oh no, this is way worse. Oh, no, way worse. And I was like, excuse me. Time out.
Right. Meanwhile.
But yeah, I mean, I think there is, they work so hard or whatever, but I do think he is a little bit super dramatic. Yeah, super dramatic when he gets a little under the weather.
Got it.
So, yeah.
I think girls just have, sorry guys, girls just have a stronger, like, tolerance for pain.
I think we're built with that innately.
Yeah, literally.
For innately. Twins reason, right?
But you know why? Because females are strong as hell.
Oh, yes,
that's
they
right,
are.
Girl. They live, damn it.
That's right.
We
that's
are.
Right.
But don't you sometimes just want to regress when you're sick and just be held and baby?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
Titus exemplified nice. That to
poor thing. He had on his sweater like I do right now, and he was all bundled up in the grocery store.
The Lillian comment with the baby monitor. And she's like, you all finally found it, and you all aren't even interested.
Yeah. Right. She's like, when are you going to do it already?
Speaking of people wanting to do it now, this brother-in-law Duke was getting real fresh with Miss Jacqueline. He was tempting her. Now, we talked about how she has changed her ways. Mm-hmm. She's faithful to her new husband. And now his brother comes along trying to be shady. I thought that was kind of...
That whole family is.
Yeah.
Well, I thought she was faithful, but then she let this little line slip, like, oh, I haven't been touched like that since so-and-so. I think it was in the next episode we're going to talk about. But I was like, who is that? I thought you were faithful to Russ.
I
believed in her,
I
you know?
She's just lonely. She misses Russ. Russ is in this cast. You know, Jacqueline is a woman. You know, she needs to be held.
She has needs.
She has needs. So, you know, Russ, I'm here touching your hand.
Well, she got her needs met at least a little bit by Meemaw.
By Meemaw.
With this corn pudding.
Oh, y'all.
I forgot about that. I don't know how I forgot
I'm
about
sorry,
that.
I'm sorry. Was that not so the good. Most awkward thing to watch?
When their hands touched and it was in the corn pudding together.
Stop.
But meanwhile,
hands holding, just doing the whole
but it's
life.
So slimy and sloppy. I was just like, that is so gross.
Meemaw was a beautiful woman with her gray hair.
She did not smile once, though.
Are you saying you'd go for her, too?
Died.
She looked terrifying.
She was, like, dead inside. Right. I guess symbolizing she's dead. But she literally did not break. She just...
No, it was so good. Awkwardly good.
And the fact that she came and like a vision, but the gas was on, and then Jacqueline saw the brooch. It was like, was that a dream? But when Jacqueline found out that she had to cook,
yeah.
She was like, oh God, I have to cook?
Yes.
That's how I feel with cooking personally.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a big cooker. Like, it doesn't bring me joy.
So Postmates is like a go-to for you.
You know, I have my go-to things, but I'm not like, let me wrassle up some meatloaf. It's like not my thing.
Who likes meatloaf, though?
I thought that was me.
Sorry,
oh,
I thought it was meatloaf.
Oh, do you like meatloaf?
No, I would say my hubs loves a meatloaf.
That's what I say. They're like a man meal.
Yeah, that's a good way.
It's a hearty meal.
It's a hearty meal. I made it. One time I had a boyfriend, and I made
that one time I had a boyfriend.
And then I made him a meatloaf, and he was happy. It kept our love alive. A little bit longer.
Yeah. A little meatloaf goes a long way.
That's what I'm saying. Both
duly
ways.
Noted.
That's right. Wait, are we still talking about it?
We're keeping it clean. This is a family show here. Family show.
I loved when Jacqueline said she read in the recipe and she goes, beat three eggs. At what?
At what?
And I love that she's singing. This is the first time we saw Jane Krakowski sing, right? In all three seasons?
Yeah. I'd love to see her on Broadway. I'm going to say, I could be wrong, but I like to see her exercise all of her talent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there are more songs in this season so far. I like where we're headed.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
Wait, what did she sing?
She sang that.
She sang the Meemaw and Chain Melody.
Oh, yes. I was apparently I blocked that whole scene out.
I don't blame you. It was super awkward.
It was a little like uncomfortable for me.
I think that's exactly super uncomfortable. Is the note that I wrote.
Done.
So we're on the same page, Chickadee.
Awkward AF.
That leads us to episode 5 ends with Jacqueline telling Duke, like, listen, no, I love your brother. I'm not, even though he kisses her. Now, okay, that kiss was kind of nasty. I think her kiss with Meemaw was actually better than the kiss with Duke.
That's fair.
Right? It was a little bit more romantic.
There was more chemistry.
Yeah. I'm going to pass on both. I'm just going to pass on both.
Well, Duke is like just so sad and pathetic, you know? He just has no confidence. He's an ugly human being.
Yeah.
Poor thing. Down.
I mean, kudos to the show, though. Like, literally, there were three whole storylines, complete storylines. Mm-hmm. In this whole episode, I was like, okay, we got Meemaw and Jacqueline. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We got Titus and Lillian and Scurvy. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Gretchen and Kimmy.
Yep.
And she was working it with the FBI or not CIA, FBI.
FBI.
FBI. Mm-hmm. I loved that they sent the gay guy in with the
And he was like, he threw some shade. He was like, this must be Kimmy.
I know.
Full on. But I do love the way that, like, episode 5 and going into episode 6 mm-hmm. was so fluid with, like, they're really bringing up, like, intense issues mm-hmm. in such a, like, lighthearted way that mm-hmm. almost makes you feel stupid for realizing that's, like, a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, she's like, they don't trust me because I'm a woman. Yeah. And then, you know, Kimmy comes to find out that they do, like...
That is exactly...
It's a realization in anything and everything. You know what I mean?
And her whole argument for Gretchen is a woman can do anything a man does. And yes, it leads Gretchen down a terrible path. But these episodes, this whole season has been so full of female empowerment. It's definitely wonderful. Yeah. And
I love it.
It speaks to how smart the writers are and the way how they kind of slip it to us without us know under the radar a little bit. And then it's like, oh, yeah, we learned something there. So.
But I mean, even the posters where she's doing the arm thing, I love it. It's great.
Where?
All over L.A. It is Emmy time, guys. Yeah. So everywhere, if you're not in L.A., like you drive and everywhere it says for your consideration because it's Emmy time. So everywhere I go is like Kimmy, Lillian, Titus.
Great.
True. Watching over us as we drive.
Exactly.
Our friends. So in all, Gretchen, you know, ends up going to jail, but she's happy there. Titus gets better because he gets vitamin C from edible underwear, which is where everyone
is. That what that was?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
That's right. And not my vitamin C.
I mean.
He keeps thinking he's taking vitamin C tablets and they're buttons.
But did you see, if you look at that the wording of the way it was written, it says it's spelled vitamin C, but like S-I, right? Like in Spanish. Yes.
Vitamin C.
Yes.
Vitamin yes.
He goes, are these buttons?
So funny.
It's poor Titus. But at least he got better because we can't have our friend sick.
No.
He's my friend in my head. Like, speaking of Titus becoming someone's friend, we can move on to episode 6.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, we start with Kimmy getting invited to a Valentine's Day party at her new college.
And she was looking fine for that party.
She was.
Okay, I was going to say like she did to Jacqueline last week.
That red saucy dress. She's good.
This was the first time that we haven't seen her in some sort of like a yellow-pink floral combination. And she totally rocked. It.
She had the cutouts on the side with the thigh-high boots. I said, get it, Kimmy.
And she rocked all of it.
Didn't she, not Kimmy, but didn't she, the actor, just have a baby?
Ellie
Kemper?
Just have
a baby?
In between this episode, in between this season, last season and this season?
Yes, girl.
I think she just had a baby.
I loved when they were all about female empowerment, and then the one girl, or Kimmy's like, oh, my butt, or something, and the other girl's like, oh, yeah, those are for your butt. But that's for you.
Yes. Right. Not for men.
Yeah.
Your butt is for you.
For you.
Your butt is for you, and I have to say, though, every time I wear tight dresses like that, I'm always concerned of, like, what's going on underneath.
Panty lines.
Panty lines, all of that good stuff. And me undies are some of the softest and most comfortable underwear you'll ever wear. So once you try them, you really do need to try them because you won't want to wear anything else unless you're naked, which I think can be almost... Gosh,
amazing. She probably should have put on some MeUndies there.
She would have had some MeUndies.
It would have helped her out.
You know, there's just every second. It works for all occasions, especially Valentine's Day, which we're way ahead of.
Yeah,
but that's all right.
You know, it's okay.
The love is always there. And they're sustainably sourced and made from micromodal, which is a fabric that is 3 times softer than cotton. I've worn them. I love them. They're super soft.
Ooh.
And if you're used to buying packs of uncomfortable, boring underwear in colors like super bland, white, gray, black, tan, you don't have to worry about that with MeUndies because they have super colorful patterns, colors, and limited edition patterns every single month. It's incredible.
Yeah. Do you know what this month is?
Confetti!
Hey!
It's a rainbow confetti print.
How it cool. works for her, like, when she needs floral stuff in the bright colors.
I know. Kimmy would love these.
When you go to a party, you just wear your confetti underwear because it's a celebration.
That's right.
Yes!
I think that works.
Celebrate. Ooh! Like,
I'm
going to
get my confetti at MeUndies on right now.
If you do want to get them, then you can try MeUndies today. You can go to get the Celebrate pattern before they are gone at MeUndies.com/buzz. And you are going to save 20% on your first pair.
Lovely.
That's a big percent.
And if you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, they're free. And free is always good. But how can you not love something that's going to be soft, comfortable, and cute?
Done.
Super
right?
Cool.
Done. And apparently, like, you don't want panty lines.
No. Panty lines are not good.
No,
and
no.
Plus, for a night out, we always try to keep it sexy, don't we, ladies?
True.
Like, you put on the good underwear.
That's
when
right.
You're out.
So. And 5 million pairs to date, which is what they've sold to date.
Hello,
5 million pairs
crazy.
Is not nothing huge. To shake a stick at.
5 million
I
people
mean,
say
no.
it's good.
I love the billboards of it, too. They're so cute.
That's what
like,
I see.
Like, the advertisements everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, the pink background and the cute little, like, writing. I'm like, I want some
undies. And the name. MeUndies.
Right. So you can try them. And if you don't like them, you know, your first pair are free, but you'll love them. And like I said, free is what they'll be if you don't like them, but we know you will. And because they're super confident in their product. So get 20% off your first pair plus free shipping. I mean, for us online shoppers, free shipping is important.
Huge.
We know,
okay?
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's basically the
celebration
most,
for the confetti.
Hello, right? So
even more celebrations.
Free shipping at MeUndies.com/buzz right now. Again, that's MeUndies.com/buzz. And if you want to get these cute confetti underwear for your next party, go to MeUndies.com/buzz.
Take that feminist celebrate. Power.
That's right.
It's going
all
right now,
about,
actually.
Like,
oh,
no,
yeah.
I'm
kidding.
Dude. I kind of want
to, you guys carry
them.
On. I'll
hold them out for me. I want to see
super
the pattern.
I'll be looking up some underwear. Don't mind me over here.
This was Kimmy's first time at, a college party.
Yeah.
So she had to do it right, you know, from the outside and undergarments. Because that young man was trying to get in her panties.
Oh, yeah, with
and
the consent form?
Yeah.
I cannot handle that kid.
No.
17.
17. But I have to say, though, I adored that part just because, like, I'm on the border of a millennial. Mm-hmm. I'm technically a millennial, and I love that they, like, put a full-on bash on everything millennial.
Yeah.
Because, seriously, he needs extra time for his test. Mm-hmm. I'm not special, Mom. All this other stuff, like, literally playing up to every stereotype.
Yeah.
And I'm not
yeah.
saying every millennial's like that.
Right.
Yeah. I'm one. I do not like participation trophies, just saying. But
no.
I loved how, like, blunt. Honest they were about all of
and
it.
And it brought up the paradoxes of feminism.
Yeah,
because
right.
we're like, you know, we look good for ourselves, but also for guys, you know?
Right. Like, especially with, we brought up Amber Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, she has her slut walk, and in order to promote that, she took a photo nude showing her lady parts, which were technically covered by hair.
Mm-hmm.
But some men, I saw a lot of men saying, how is this, you know, promoting feminism? What is her message here? And
mm-hmm.
she was like, you know, basically, you can't manage my body. This is my body. For me to do what I want to do with
mm-hmm.
it, you shouldn't tell me. And we have men ruling our bodies so much. So
mm-hmm.
I really thought that was a smart way to bring it up.
I think feminism is such like a misunderstood word right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I shared a video on my Facebook actually this week about like what feminism really is, because so many people misconstrue the word or think that it's anti-men or that it's anti-this or that we have to all go like doing burning bras and all this stuff. Right. It is not. So I feel like this episode and the previous episode are so like educational for people to actually realize what feminism really is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And and also not take themselves so seriously. I think that was also what they were trying to say. Exactly. Because we all try to, in trying not to offend anyone, we try to be so PC. And then, you know, like Kimmy didn't even know. She was like, you guys. And she was like, boys. And she didn't know what to say.
Because you're, and it also brings up how PC we are right now. Yeah. I mean, in some ways we should be, but we've gotten to this crazy end of the spectrum where we're way too PC. She can't even say guys, boys. Ugh. It's like you can't open your mouth. You can't say anything because you're so afraid to say something wrong.
Yeah. Right. I definitely can relate to that moment that, that Kimmy had where she was stumbling over the men, guys, boy. Can I even call you guys? What? Help me. Help me. Like, I totally have done that in the past. I'm like, am I allowed to say that? I don't know. Am I allowed? I'm not me. I'm just saying words, but I don't. Somebody help. Somebody take my foot out of my mouth. Like, please.
And it changes so constantly, too, with what's acceptable and what's not, and what people like to be called and what's not. So you just, you don't know.
Exactly.
You need not that ignorance is an excuse, but that is what Kimmy is suffering from.
Poor thing. She was in the bunker, so. But she's learning. She's at college now. She saw her old new boo, Perry, again.
Yeah.
Perry's so cute.
And stuck her foot in her mouth.
I know, but do you think the girls kind of messed her up because they were like, oh, he doesn't like you? But I was like, he does like her. It kind of confused me because I was like, why are they saying he doesn't like you?
Yeah. That whole generational gap of ghosting.
Oh, my gosh. I think neither of
them. Get out of my amusement park.
It's like, what? What are you talking about, Kimmy? No, but it is. I think there was that generational gap that kind of led Kimmy astray. And it was one of those things that she looked around the party and she's like, you're all babies.
Yes.
You all think you know what you're doing. You know what you're talking about and you're all babies. Mm. Like, I think in that moment she kind of realized like she might be the wiser one in the moment.
Exactly.
Because she hasn't been affected by society quite like they have, you know? Mm. So while she's been sheltered in this way and she's sheltered in a lot of ways, she's also not as affected as what these kids are.
Yeah.
And Perry, I think, is a little bit more on her level. He seems older to me.
Yeah.
He's more mature. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's been going to that other college and he even said he was working for a really long time taking care of his family.
Yeah.
To kind of, before he got to go to school.
Right. So I can see him being, I guess, a little bit past, again, that millennial sort of bubble.
Yeah. He's not the guy that went to college right out of high school. He worked a little bit and, you know, lived a little bit.
He didn't come to college with his sexual consent form with his mommy.
He doesn't own a building. And for the record, not all Columbia students are like that. I mean, we are, but we also are. Right. Just putting it out there.
Thank you.
Are parties really like that?
Maybe. I dance like this, just like Kimmy did.
Stop it. But do you think the idea of a sexual consent form was really interesting to me? Because there are situations, I'm sure, it would be helpful.
Yeah.
Like, do you think if a guy passed you one, would you be willing to sign something like that?
Oh, Lord, you can't ask me that.
I mean, delve into your single days again.
I haven't even done Tinder, y'all. Like, I don't even know what that is.
I'll show it to you after, okay? We'll just play. It'll be on my account.
I have been tempted to just, like, start like a fake account and just just to look and see, but I'm not gonna do it.
Let
obviously
me tell you,
but
you would not be the only married person up on there because I've met them, unfortunately.
Sure.
I saw one where it was two in a picture. Not kidding. Just kind of keep it PC, guys. But I mean, I'm full on.
Like, they weren't even smart enough to crop the photo.
No, but they weren't.
But they wanted
it
together.
Like, we come as a team.
Package deal. Okay.
At least they're advertising it in the right way. You know, honestly, upfront. Power to them.
That's too
much. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of more old fashioned. Yeah. I met my husband in a bar, so I kind of feel like, I know, it was cute. He was a bouncer.
Aww.
It was the whole thing. But I'm a little more old fashioned like that. I think like coming and it's kind of unfortunate that we have to have contracts nowadays. Do you know what I mean? Or sexual consent forms. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think, that's a little bit. I don't know.
It takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, a little bit, and also just like kind of keeps you from having a personality and like knowing your personal boundaries without having to be like, let me sign my rights away or sign your rights away. So please don't sue me when this goes down or whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it takes away, I think, the human interaction, which I think is what makes the spark of a relationship and starting a new relationship exciting.
Yeah. But the concept was interesting to me because it's like, people are crazy and they will sue you in a heartbeat and you have to, you know, the boundaries have to be made clear. So
well, then don't be 17 and don't go sleep with them.
I mean, but that's what 17-year-olds do.
But it's just like, it's so sad that this is like a thing nowadays. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's such a gray area.
Yeah. Like I was 17 and I was in bars, you know? See? Please don't come arrest me.
Why did I say that? Statute of limitations, right?
But with everything like the Bachelor in Paradise thing that's going on right now.
Yeah.
It's smart in a party situation and a drinking situation to make sure you have consent.
You never know.
Get it in writing.
I'll carry around a sheet with me next time I go out. Well, I think that's extensive. Sorry. Yeah, it's a lot. It was great. It was a great bit.
Who needed a consent form? Duke coming over to Jacqueline's house again. Lord. Okay.
Nice transition.
To the point where she had to call in her new BFF, Titus.
What was his name, though?
Wait, his name was...
His first one was Flouncy Magoo.
Flouncy Magoo.
He was breaking up with DeFuan.
DeFuan. DeFuan. Why? DeFuan.
But when Jacqueline called Titus, or Flouncy, as we'll call him, he was like, let me figure out my costume, which I loved. I mean, each outfit is basically a costume, right? When you get dressed, you get into your different persona, and you put on your costume, so... But Titus was ready for this evening, which he enjoyed. He got a little money he pocketed himself. Yep. Got some food out of it. I think he had a good time overall.
I think he got more than that.
Right?
And then to see him and Jacqueline have a moment to scratch the itch. To scratch that itch. And he puts her hair across her lip to make it look like she has a mustache. I thought that was hilarious. You see? We gotta scratch this itch, baby. And I was like, this is the most... I don't know what was more awkward. That kiss or the meemaw.
Meemaw. Jacqueline is really, she's falling apart a little bit in these episodes because she's over here kissing Duke, kissing Meemaw, and kissing Titus. That's a lot going on.
Well, she said, you know, she's got to kiss Titus because she's like, I need you to keep me, I need somebody to keep Duke from me, but I also need somebody to keep me from Duke.
Yeah.
Well, see, he got her hormones. Her hormones were laying dormant. They were fine. They were in the freezer. They were in a cast.
But once you light those,
it's hard. It's hard to get there.
And as a woman, it's nice to feel like wanted and attractive and, you know, pursued. I think if nothing else, like that feeling of being pursued is a hard one to turn down, you know?
Because I don't feel like Russ really gives that to her. I know as much as she loves him.
Right.
I don't think that he has that like fire there. You know what I mean?
And she said it too. That's why she was attracted to his brother. But you know who was giving it to her? Cork Rockingham.
Cork Rockingham!
What? Love Cork Rockingham.
When Titus goes straight, it is hilarious.
I love how I was like, Roman.
Brosif.
You know?
Brosif.
He was so good. Yeah. Like him dropping into that lower register, I was like,
I know.
And that tackle at the end was great. Oh, I didn't know you had it in you, Titus.
It was
so
good.
I love how he was so attractive. Attracted to Duke, and he kept egging him on, like, "Oh, I bet you can't lift me up and hold me like a baby in your arms.
I bet you can't force my legs apart." He's like, "What?"
The wrestling on the ground. Yes. He was like, "Oh, stop!
No, yes. I hate this.
I don't like this."
But then Jacqueline was enjoying it too, just like that Tinder couple probably were. That's what they're into.
I love when she made them do the dance off too, because like Duke was just kind of, and then Titus was like.
Doing like a paddle turn in the corner.
When he was turning, it was great. She's like,
Cork. No.
Cork. No.
But, oh my gosh. You know, I like seeing when they mix match people like that you don't see together often. And that's something about this Jacqueline Titus friendship. Right? And I was like, this works for me. Mm-hmm. I really like this. And I need more of that.
Yeah. 100%.
And bring Lillian in.
And then Lillian.
Lord, Lillian is too much. She needs to stay with Artie and focus on that relationship because he needs to calm her down. Right. She's too much.
What was with the Barbie dolls in the refrigerator, though?
That was the weirdest thing ever.
I don't know what the significance was, but it was creepy.
I thought it was voodoo dolls.
Was it?
Like, well, he said before that, I'm calling the White Widow. And then they showed her.
You see?
But they were in, she was it. In Kimmy's apartment.
Oh.
So it was there.
She has the microphone in there to listen to them. I mean, who knows what else Lillian has kept in that apartment. There are no boundaries for
clearly
her.
Clearly, Tennis does not have any vitamin C in his refrigerator. So, I mean, that's where he keeps his Barbies.
Lord Titus with the vitamin C. So Duke attempts to seduce Miss Jacqueline, right? Because he feels like Russ has everything. He has the, you know, Meemaw's corn pudding recipe. He has a woman that loves him. Miss Jacqueline gets smart and decides to record it. Mm-hmm. Again, we see a woman doing something to kind of protect herself just in case.
Female empowerment. In all its various Kimmy Schmidt forms.
Now, what did you guys think? When I was watching that scene, I was like, okay, who did what with whom? I didn't know what was going to be on that tape.
Titus to come in and enjoy the...
Oh, yeah, for sure. Although I was kind of waiting for Lillian to make an appearance, too. Yeah. I thought she might have a little fun.
Right.
But I really am glad that I think at the heart of it, she was protecting her relationship with Russ, which I thought was really beautiful.
See, really cool. her gold digging ways are far behind her. She's a upstanding married woman now.
She's winning both.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. She gets both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who says you can't have it all?
That's right. Have your cake and eat it too, Jacqueline. Jacqueline and Beyonce can.
Yeah.
Nobody else. Just
maybe
those
all
two.
Of us do.
That's it. So that evening ends with this whole videotape coming out where Jacqueline sees what actually happened that evening, and she's going to use it to frame Mr. Duke. Mm-hmm. Or because I love the fact, like you were saying, she wanted to even tape herself so she could keep her relationship intact with the poor.
So that when Duke accuses her of sleeping with him, she can be like, actually, Russ, no, we didn't. Mm-hmm. Like, here's the thing.
Plus the little tidbit about him talking crap about football and his team.
Mm-hmm. So then
that right there is
him.
Blackmail.
Yep.
Jacqueline wins again.
Smart lady.
See, mm-hmm. she's not just a pretty face with cool outfits and great hair.
And meundies.
Right.
That was a happy... and meundies. No, that was a happy little accident, and I'm happy that it happened for her, because I think... I honestly wasn't sure how this was going to end, and I didn't know how she was going to get her way out of it. Mm-hmm. And I think that happens sometimes when you're trying to please too many people.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, you kind of get yourself in the middle of a sticky situation, and you're with the best of intentions, because I think she had the best of intentions, but... She was trying to please, I think, one too many people, and she got herself caught in the middle of this web, and thankfully, Duke is enough of an idiot to, you know, sabotage his own plan, but I think it was great for her.
Wait a minute, when Duke said, you know, I know this didn't happen because first thing I do is call my dad.
Oh, yeah. I know.
What?
Their relationship is a little too close.
A little?
Well, he even said in the last episode, he was like, if he wasn't married, I would date him.
Yeah.
Or something. Strange. His dad said that, right?
Yes, he did.
And then he was like, sorry about mom. She's a real cow now.
A dog. Yeah.
A dog.
And he said it like she was dead, you know? Like, I'm so sorry about mom. She's a dog.
I was like, oh my gosh.
You're a monster.
Awful.
A weird bunch.
You're the worst.
But another weird pair are Kimmy and Miss Zan again at this party. Mm-hmm. Poor Zan. What's going to happen to her at this school? Because she's not making friends.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad she's back, though.
Yeah, but she's been drinking a lot because she was drunk in the last episode, throwing things at the...
Right.
True.
Copy.
But isn't that everyone's college experience?
I don't know. I feel like I'm really happy she's getting her hands, like getting all of this, like, adversity going against her, because she's had everything handed to her.
Yep.
And I feel like you have to have that wake-up call in life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, she'll figure it out. I have faith by the end of the season she will.
Yep.
But right now, she just needs to, like... Have a little, come on, girl, not everything revolves around you. And these girls are doing a great job at it. They don't care at all who she is.
They're like, get some sense into you.
But it was nice they carried her home.
Yeah.
At least they didn't
but
leave
she,
her
then
out.
She left again.
She ran away. I'm free.
Bus life. I got on the bus. Bus life. I was
like Perry had worked three jobs that day. He needed some rest, okay?
Oh, God.
But before we end, Perry, I was going to say Carrie, Kimmy, Perry.
That's their couple name.
Their new couple name is going to be Carrie. They kiss.
Yeah.
It was a hot and steamy kiss.
Yeah. Okay, so of all the kisses that we've discussed, can we say that was the best?
Yes.
Absolutely.
By far.
Are you okay with that one?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Not difficult.
I can make a pass on that one. That was best. Check. Like it.
But then he drops this bomb that he's about to become a reverend. And when Kimmy hears that R word, he might as well curse to her.
Done.
Because she, okay, first she had the trauma in the last episode with the FBI coming back. Yep. It's like she can't get away from her bunker reverend, you know, past with all this trauma. They just,
divorce.
Exactly.
Still they not keep, divorced.
Yeah, true. That was a brilliant twist. When he said he was a reverend, I was just like, what?
I was know. Like, no.
You're so smart.
But he said it in such a sweet way.
It was. Yeah. Well, because who's going to throw a trash can at a reverend? Like, how is he supposed to know her past? And like, how did, you know, I just thought that was so funny because he was so earnest. And yeah. was like, yeah, I'm going to become a reverend. Isn't that amazing? And she's like, get away from me, you monster.
It was the trigger word.
Well, it was.
So we leave Kimmy with this... You know, now Kimmy's left hot and heavy because Perry's got her riled up. You know, Titus and Jacqueline are friends and they're going to fight against Duke. And then
he's straight.
Titus is straight?
Can we just talk about how they found out he was straight or how he, like, deducted that he was straight?
Right.
Come in with the bag. He's like, I grabbed the wrong bag. You have strawberries and chocolate. And what was it?
Edible underwear.
And lube. And he was like, those are for the strawberries.
Yes.
No, he goes, that's to dip bread in.
Yeah.
For the cherry flavored lube. And he goes, that's to dip bread in. I was like, ah.
I know. If we wrote
just
a
that
list.
Visual.
Right. Of all the gross things that he
probably
eats,
tastes
disgusting.
Like his rash or whatever the gel.
We saw his grocery store. He doesn't have too many options.
Poor thing. Poor thing. So we'll see what happens in our next few episodes next week. Catch us next week, Monday, 10 p.m. here on AfterBuzz TV. My name is Sahai, and you can find me at Say Hi Sahai on Instagram, Twitter. I swear I'm going to get on Snapchat. I just need help.
And hey, guys, I'm Candace Cruz, and you can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
And I am Kaylee Rose. You can find me at Kaylee Rose in my animated series, Between Busts.
Yes, and I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
All right, guys. See you next week. Stay tuned. Bye. Comment, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.